League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It was a nice weekend for your Astros, and they wrap up their toughest stretch of the year with a beautiful 8-6 record. I know it's not 11-3, 10-4, but to go and take on in succession the Baltimore Orioles, the Philadelphia Phillies, and a red-hot Kansas City Royals team, and to win more games than lose, and on top of that, to sweep the Royals, who, again, were red-hot going into this series and kicked your ass earlier this year. Really impressive to see. And now, it is a cupcake buffet for the most part the rest of the year outside of a series against the Mariners and a season-ending series against the Cleveland Guardians, Joe, who the Astros are three games behind in the race for the second seed in the American League.
I can't imagine being upset about the way that this stretch went. I know you could have swept Baltimore, but
I want to hear somebody who's upset about it.
Yeah.
I actually want to hear it. I want to hear the zag.
Yeah, I can't imagine how you're still zagging at this point because, yes, you could have swept Baltimore, but you swept Kansas City. So it all balances out in the end. I mean, we talked about this stretch as going a game above or below 500. And just being content with that and not being, lose a bunch of these games and just having a good lead over the Mariners, which you obviously still have now with the way you handle the Royals series. So there's nothing to complain about right now. I mean, you have two challenging series versus National League teams this year, which is the Diamondbacks and the Padres. And you got that last one versus the Guardians, which could decide everything, which is awesome.
I did forget about those two series against the Diamondbacks.
They're spread out, though.
Yeah, because the Diamondbacks were a pain in the ass at the end of last year, obviously made it to the World Series, and they're having a pretty good year. I did not expect them to be able to replicate what they did last year. And, yeah, the Padres are in third place in a division that is really, really good. The National League West with the Dodgers at the top, the Diamondbacks, Padres. Pretty good. It's basically like a poor man's American League Central.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. I can't believe the American League Central is so good. They have four teams that are above 500.
Well, what helps me if one team with 107 losses on the season.
That helps.
You've got
the White Sox are 47.5 games back of the Cleveland Guardians, where the Tigers, who are in fourth place, are 8.5 games back. The Tigers are in better position to make the playoffs as a wild card team than the Seattle Mariners.
Mm-hmm. The Mariners have collapsed on themselves.
I mean, 5-5 in the last 10, for what it's worth.
Yes, but they're a game above 500. I mean,
they could be 69-69 if they lose their next game.
Nice. I think we're up 10 games in the division. Another 6 games back. It's remarkable what has happened to them. But yeah, the Central is they must just be feasting on the White Sox.
It can't be all the White Sox.
It can't be all of it, but it's got to help.
47.5 games back.
Can you look at like what the White Sox record is in division games? Like, do they break it up on ESPN.com like in football?
I don't think they do it in division games.
Yeah.
You probably could on one of the advanced websites. But I think there were 12 fans in attendance for the last game.
Maybe 5.
I think it was somebody joking online, like, yeah, there's 12 fans in attendance. But it truly did look like there were just 12 fans in attendance for the game in a tweet that went super viral.
The Rangers had they robbed a home run in the bottom of the ninth to beat the White Sox. And it literally looked like a highlight from pandemic times. Like, there's just he made a jumping play at the wall, and there's just so few people behind him. You're like, what is going on?
I watched a game on Tuesday between the Miami Marlins, a last-place team, and the Colorado Rockies, a last-place team at Coors Field. Both of those teams have 20 more wins than the White Sox. And by the way, in that Marlins-Rockies game, which I'm sure no one wants to hear me talk about. I need to get something off of my chest.
Oh, I've been waiting for this since you told us.
So, it's the ninth inning. The Rockies are winning. They have a four-run lead. All of a sudden, the lights at Coors Field start flashing. And I'm wondering to myself, who's coming into the game? Do the Rockies have a good closer? I know nothing about the Colorado Rockies. In fact, I knew nothing about the Miami Marlins. I didn't know anybody who was playing in this game. I just had a big old bratwurst, a bunch of Coors Light, sitting back, enjoying myself, barely paying any attention to the game, hanging out with some family friends at Coors Field. Once the music is done, because the guy also had a very cool entrance song, which is eluding me at the moment. I'm sorry. A little tipsy in the moment. They show his statistics on the scoreboard. And this man, who gets an amazing entrance theme and has flashing lights in the background, has a 5.77 ERA. Oh, you think that's bad, Joe? Well, guess what happened immediately after this man who had the gouty entrance came into the game? Your boy allows four runs and blows the lead.
Yikes.
Courtesy of a game-tying grand slam. No outs, and I believe that technically he was on the hook for the loss of that game. I'm guessing, given that five runs were allowed by him, that his ERA jumped north of six by the end of that outing.
Yeah, I think we need to establish some standards. If you're going to get a fancy entrance, what do you need?
You have to be good. A three ERA yep. or lower.
Okay, good. I like that's a good start.
Lower. Every closer can't have an entrance theme.
I think you also just, you know, sorry, Ryan Pressly, have to be the permanent closer.
I agree with that.
Only Josh Hader should have the fancy entrance.
This effing guy came into the game with all of that pomp and circumstance only to be removed from the game without recording an out. That's embarrassing for the guy. And he has to know that. He's like, I suck. I'm on a last place team and I'm the closer for them. I'm not going to have a job in the major leagues next year. Don't remind anybody who might be a neutral observer what a joke it is that all of this pomp and circumstance is attached to my entrance into a game that I probably don't deserve to play.
Yeah, you just have to, and maybe it's not, like, we can't do, like, a baseline numbers, because I guess Josh Hader, because the season started so poorly and he sucks in non-save situations, he would be above the 3 ERA threshold, and I think he deserves one still. Like, there has to be some kind of, just like, you know it when you see it.
One calendar week without a blown save.
Yeah.
Just, can you make it one?
Maybe he had one, but still.
One calendar like, week without one, and then we can do it again.
He had Jimi Hendrix as his entrance music, for God's sakes. Voodoo Child by Jimi Hendrix. It's one of his top three songs. What are we doing?
Yeah, or your song has to get worse. Like, then you have, like, standards. Like, it's like if you have a above six ERA, like you get like Baby Shark.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like once you get to a certain point, like, we're making fun of you.
Yakety
we're
not sack.
So, yeah. Once you like theme. The tuba. Burp, burp,
burp, give me some like weird, give me some like Weird Al. Like, at some point, if you have just a terrible ERA, maybe that's what we do. Just start to change it up a little bit.
By the way, speaking of terrible baseball teams, Paul was in attendance for a game of two of the worst teams. I do have the Chicago White Sox records in division games this year.
Oh, hit me.
8-38.
Oh, it's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Well, because they're 5-5 this season against the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, they own the Guardians.
The Royals are 12-1 against the White Sox. So are the Twins. Who's the other team in the division that I have named? Oh, where's Detroit? The Tigers are 9-1. So they've beaten everyone once besides Cleveland, who they've beaten five times.
8 divided by 38, that's a 21 win percentage. Mm-hmm. Doing a little math here, 23 divided by, what was it, 8 and 38. Doing a little math here. So we're talking 23-79 against other teams. They're better outside of the division.
Yeah,
I guess.
The AL Central's a good division, guys.
Because they get wins against the Astros.
Yeah.
8 of their 31 wins are against their division.
Like, that's just...
And 5 of them are against the... 5 of their 31 wins are against the Guardians.
That's rough. That's
today, it's hard on life. I just saw this. Today, to win $100 betting on the Baltimore Orioles, who are playing the White Sox, you would have to bet $455 to win $100. The Orioles are a minus 455 favorite today against the White Sox. Largest of the season.
Drive to LaBerge and make that bet. So
what's the money to bet on the White Sox?
Probably like plus like 300, 400.
Yeah, I mean, what? It's baseball. Anything can happen, Joe.
Yeah, it's almost like you almost like have to bet against. Yeah, it's like
that's what they want you to do.
I know.
They want you to bet on this awful team.
To be fair, the White Sox are winning 2-0 in the first inning. So
live bet the Orioles.
Could have had free money.
Live bet the Orioles.
Like, this is your time.
He's Joe. I'm Paul. Sean behind the glass. It's my bookie.ag. I woke up bet975 is where you can go to bet on your beloved Chicago bum-ass White Sox. Coming up next, Joe George made it to College Station and back, and he didn't get indoctrinated into a cult or anything. He's going to tell us about what he saw. We'll also talk about what we saw from Texas this weekend. It is Gallon and George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let me tell you about my friends at Red Bull, because, guys, you know what's coming up. It's the Red Bull Show Run. It's coming up on Saturday. You want to get out there to Discovery Green at 10 a.m. It's all going to start at noon. And, guys, when you're there, you're going to see everything that you've ever wanted to see F1 up close and in person. And that means, yeah, you're going to see some cars with some fancy-ass engines. Get your Fast and Furious on. Yeah, man. It's what the world of Red Bull can bring to you. It's going to be a lot of fun. You get to get your picture taken with some of these vehicles, and you're also going to get all sorts of pointers on what it takes to be an F1 driver. Are you going to be able to become one? Probably not, but it's very cool to see all of this stuff up close and personal. It's coming up on Saturday. It's the Red Bull Show Run at Discovery Green. Everything starts at noon, but you want to get there early. I would say around 10, maybe 9 or something like that. So you get good parking. The Red Bull Show Run at Discovery Green on Saturday.
You're listening to Gallant and George on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Paul Gallant and Joe George.
Astros play the Cincinnati Reds this afternoon with Justin Verlander on the hill. The Reds are throwing out some guy who's got a practically 7 ERA, so should be a dub. But as we know, courtesy of Joe, anything can happen in baseball.
Can confirm.
A team like the Chicago White Sox can beat the Baltimore Orioles.
Oh, they're only winning by one now, so we'll see. A lot of baseball left in that one. So 27 outs to go.
That's true. 5 wins in a row, though, for the Astros, who are now 6 games ahead of the Mariners in the American League West, 3 games back of the Cleveland Guardians, who they end the season against. Last series of the year against the Guardians. Who would have thought that actually would be one that could determine
something to watch, too, because
bye week for the American League.
Do you know the last 2 times the Astros played a team to get into the playoffs?
At the end of the year, right? They went to the World Series.
They went to the World Series. Yeah. The Phillies and then the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, now it was National League team. Yeah, I know.
But just something to keep an eye on if you're a believer in trends. It's
the same logic, though, that you would pick C.J. Stroud to be MVP because Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes got MVP in their second year, even though it was technically Patrick Mahomes' first full year as a starter. Mm. But that's neither here nor there. Joe George, you saw your beloved Notre Dame Fighting Irish win a disgusting football game.
It was not a good game.
On Saturday, 23-13 over our beloved Texas A&M Aggies. We are the home of the fighting Texas A&M Aggies.
Yes.
What was your college station experience like?
It was incredible.
No ring, I see.
No, but let me tell you.
You wish you were an Aggie?
I get it. I get it. I've been to a couple big college football stadiums. Now, it was the fourth most attended event or game ever at Kyle Field. 107,000 people.
Damn.
It was incredible. I've never experienced anything like that. The environment, the noise, you could feel the stadium moving. I was in like awe.
The first time I went, it was pretty awesome, too. Yeah. I went for Manziel's first game, and it was their first SEC game, and I don't know what the attendance was, but they hadn't added the expansion to the stadium. I think one of the end zones didn't have any seats, essentially, at that point in time. So they made the stadium bigger after that, and yeah, I mean, it's something else to actually witness in person. I was watching it from a field level too, because somehow I got a field pass.
Yeah.
I have no idea how they got me a field pass, but to be on the field and to see that, yeah, it's something else. The stand swing. So the Aggie faithful showed up, but Connor Wigman, my God.
Yeah, he's not a good quarterback. He's not.
That's a bummer because he looked like he could be a good quarterback back in the day. And maybe this is just first game of the year. You're playing Notre Dame, who's a good team.
Yeah, you're hoping on both sides. Because Riley Leonard for Notre Dame was not good in this game at all. Connor Wigman was not good for A&M. I think what you're hopeful for is that both teams have very good defenses. I mean, you've got on the Notre Dame side, you've got three sophomores and two freshmen starting. Today, Mike Elko announced that the Texas A&M Aggies starting center is out for the season. So they're already dealing with injuries up front as well. So your jitters, first game, good defenses, maybe there's something there. Honestly, I have nothing really to base this on. I would bet on Connor Wigman being better than Riley Leonard if one was going to turn it around this season. I was just unimpressed with Leonard in this game for Notre Dame. But it was I've never experienced anything like that. I was driving home with my dad. We drove home right after the game. And I was like, I just want, I can't wait.
I want to move to College Station.
I can't wait for Joseph one day to go on a tour to Aggie Land. Just to try to convince him to go there. I think I'm Team Aggies already. I think I'm in the call.
Well, we do need an Aggie representative on this station.
They're kind of convincing me.
On this
show.
They're
also fit on brand with what I am and who I root for.
You're a cultist?
No. Teams that have high expectations and never live up to them.
Oh.
It kind of works with Chicago sports. It's just I feel like Aggies, Cubs fans would get along well. Also, just Aggies and Notre Dame, they're not going to play again. They'll play again
two
next year.
Two programs that could not be more different.
I know, but expectations versus reaching them.
At least Notre Dame has reached them 40 years ago, but they still reached them.
Yeah, they made the playoff.
The Aggies have national championships. You know, they have banners.
No, they don't. Those aren't real. They're not. They know it. We all know it. They're not real.
I do like the idea that Connor Wigman threw for less, or no, for 100 yards. He threw for one Benjamin Franklin worth of yards. Yeah. And you're like, I actually like him better than the guy who won the game.
Dude, Riley Leonard threw three touchdowns last year. I know he was playing his head coach from last year. So maybe Elko, not maybe, he had the book on him. But I left unimpressed.
He also played four games last year.
Yeah, I know. But I left unimpressed.
Wigman, I thought he was going to be good. I don't know what the hell happened. This could be a one-game thing, but he was so bad. I mean, the number – what was he? Wasn't he 8 of 20 with two interceptions for 100 yards at one point?
Yes. They showed a stat where he was 3 for 22 on passes past 5 yards. It was crazy how bad he was.
Yeah, neither team wanted to throw the ball more than 5 yards. You could tell neither offensive coordinator had any faith.
I got some texts about the backup situation at Texas A&M.
Wow.
Hey, I mean, I think their backup can run. So if neither guy can throw, get the guy who can run.
Sean's so happy saying all these things about the Aggies and the.
No, I'm worried. No, I want Connor Wigman to start against Texas. Are you kidding me? He's throwing up all over himself.
Yeah,
he literally threw up on himself.
It was funny being around all Aggies. But then at one point during the game, we all just started having this conversation. Can both teams put in the backup quarterbacks and just see what happens? Because this is not good.
What was your favorite Aggie yell?
I don't know. I didn't understand them.
Did they do the horse laugh?
I think so. There were so many. I couldn't keep track of everything.
Some college station tourist you are. You didn't even go to the midnight yell the night before.
No. I was in Lake Charles today before.
Yeah. Excuses. Tim Reason. Stuff with a lie.
When do they, is this what
Where
they
would
do?
You rather be, College Station or Lake Charles?
This is what my question is. Do they, is this what they do the first 2 weeks instead of going to class? They just teach the yells?
No, they just understand how to do it.
Just the freshmen just get there and they just know it.
I mean, that's why they have Midnight Yell. That's what it's for.
They teach them that?
Riff raff, let's give them a horse laugh. Oh, how do you not know that? That's so easy to remember.
I don't know. I just
chiffity, chiffity, chaff, chaff, riffity, riffity, raff, raff, riff raff, chiff, chaff, let's give them a horse laugh. Whoop! Did I make that up? Yes. I don't even know what it is.
But being there, I was like, this isn't as lame as I thought it was. Yeah, I don't know if I was just like in the vibe of beat like,
you
everything.
Up. They'll beat you up if you're not a part of it.
Yeah.
Mike Elko, to Aggies fans, thank you for showing up tonight. Thank you for making this a really special day. You deserve better, and we didn't give it to you. I saw Mike Finger had an article that I think got put in the Houston Chronicle as well. People walked away awestruck, just like they always do. Exceeding every visitor's expectations, Kyle Field reminded them how loud a crowd can yell and how hard a press box can shake and how much fun college football can be. And as they drove back towards one airport or another, bound for faraway tradition-steeped university towns or national TV studios, many of them made a familiar observation. Boy, they thought, if Texas A&M ever starts winning these games, that place really could be special. The catch, of course, is that the Aggies still aren't winning games like Saturday's when they had another packed house and college football's full attention and everything going for them except for the ability to complete a forward pass. Damn, Mike Finger, damn!
I will say.
Notre Dame couldn't either.
There's like, Ted Cruz? So what's the, there's like the bridge you go under as you're leaving the stadium?
Yeah, the cult bridge. You have to usually sacrifice your firstborn child to make it through the bridge. The troll toll.
That was the only point in my life I've ever felt in danger.
Yeah.
Because
the brown shirts, they're brown. I mean, my bad. Their beige shirts will get you.
They
will beat you up.
We're letting people out of the parking garage in their cars, and there was 80,000 people, and we literally weren't moving. We were just like sardines, and people were starting to get real angry. Like like leaving the stadium was the worst experience. The walking. Once I got to my car, I was fine. But like leaving that place, I was like, this is not safe.
If you have your Aggie ring on, you're fine.
I didn't have one. Well, they weren't mad at me.
Oh, they were.
No, they were all pretty nice because they knew
they were fixing to kill you.
They got whipped by our defense. So they were just saying, great game, guys. See you next year in South Bend.
I'm surprised Ted Cruz made it out. And I guess this was a very interesting thing to see. But I guess...
We all know it, though.
I guess that there's actually a number of sports bettors who bet against teams Ted Cruz shows up to support in person. Sports bettors are now 16-2 since 2017 when betting the money line against teams Ted Cruz shows up to support in person.
But it goes past that.
You put in a $100 bet on each game, you would have profited $2,461. It goes past that. How does it go past that?
In the 2022 ALCS when he was at the Astros game, they lost.
Yeah, that's part of this.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Even the Rockets. Like, because I thought that was just a college football stat.
No, it's all teams that he shows up to support. It just has, they are 16-2.
Yeah.
The teams that they play against the money line when Ted Cruz shows up to support that team. Yes. That team is effed.
There's some of it where
2-16.
But he only shows up for the biggest game.
Yes.
So it's normally going to be the hardest game.
Yeah, but
of
they
your
lose
season.
Them all.
Yes. No. I understand that. It's just the fact that yes, he's not going to show up for A&M versus McNeese State, so he's not going to get the free wins. It's all the hardest, biggest games that he shows up for, and you would expect him to be a little under 500, but to be 2-18 or whatever it is.
Yeah, but then you need to start going to McNeese State game. Yeah, get some dubs under your belt.
See the ball go through the basket a couple
times.
Yeah,
like when the White Sox come to town, you know, like that's the Astros game you go to. Like get some Ws. Like you got to start racking them up and building some momentum. You got to change history, Mr. Cruz. Well, or just like, you know, flee the country when something bad happens. Like whatever you want to do. Like you do you.
Hey, I mean, it makes sense to flee the country when something bad happens.
It's true.
If you have the means.
Don't go to the Astros games this year, please.
Meanwhile, Texas beat Colorado State 52-0. Sean Mapes.
Yes.
Does Texas have a quarterback controversy? Because Arch Manning came in and, oh boy, he looked good.
He did look good. Quinn Ewers also looked good.
Yeah. But Arch Manning is named Arch Manning.
Yes. No, I mean, I was telling Dell, there's really nothing. They beat the crap out of a team they should have beat the crap out of. A little bit of a slow start, but you kind of expect that with at a certain point. Arch, he was good. It's fun seeing him actually like play, not just hand the ball off, make a couple throws. Very athletic play, a little Mahomes-esque. I don't know. Credit to Quinn Ewers for throwing an interception in the first quarter to give us 90 minutes of Quinn Ewers, can't bring this noise to Michigan next week.
How fast did you get a text about that?
Immediate.
Okay.
I think I got a text.
Or did you send it?
I think I got a text from someone at the game because it happened, because I was on delay. So I got it before it happened. I knew what was going to happen. Yeah. And then they go immediately to a Dr. Pepper commercial where he's like, don't call the backup. That's going to be fun at some point this season. We're actually going to be calling for the backup, and there's going to be a commercial where he's making that joke. Yeah. Can't wait for that.
Rough Saturday for the Cougs, though.
Very rough.
27-7 UNLV. Yikes.
At least you're not Rice getting your ass kicked by Sam Houston State. Mm.
Yeah, that's worse.
Or Texas Tech? Is Texas Tech worse? Because they
won. They still beat Abilene
Christian. Yeah, but you had to go to overtime to beat Abilene Christian.
Still won.
Yeah. At a certain point Saturday night, I was looking around the state. And I was like, Texas is the only one that just had, like, pretty easy. Like, I didn't – at no point was I queasy whatsoever about this game. Like, it was just 100% stress-free.
If I'm not mistaken, they played each other last year, right? Wasn't the game close for a little bit, and then Texas pulled away at the very end?
That's Wyoming.
Wyoming. It was, Same teams.
I think it was 10-3.
Right. It was close for a while.
Yeah.
I actually – so I'm in one of these pick – confidence pick leagues. And Texas, I did not have covering.
Yeah.
I figured they'll probably come close to it, but not quite.
Yeah, it was like 33.5. Yeah.
That's a huge number.
I don't know. Michigan didn't look great. That's nice for Texas.
That line already moved from 3.5 to 6.5. Yeah. So.
But they're playing things close to the vest. They didn't want to show anything.
That's true.
Didn't want to show the fact they could run block. They didn't want to show that. Texas is going to think they can't run block now.
You don't want Texas, though. Like, I mean, you showed Michigan a lot, and Michigan's going to steal those signs.
Exactly.
So they saw everything. They saw the backup quarterback and the starting quarterback.
If anything, Michigan should be favored.
It's so true. Wow. I agree. Defending national champions. All right. Kalani George, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Astros are on a roll. You want to weigh in on them? What are your biggest questions for the Astros that have yet to be answered? It is ESPN Houston on YouTube and at ESPN 975 on Twitch as well. Stick around.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Gallant and George
on ESPN 975 and 92.5.
Astros and Reds in Cincinnati this afternoon before a random day off. We've got Justin Verlander on the hill. We'll see what Verlander's able to do against a Reds pitcher who I refuse to say the name of or remember the name of, with an ERA that is approaching 7. Astros should get a 6th straight win, but anything can happen in baseball. On the call tonight, it's a Jeff Bagwell night.
Yeah, Blummer's on vacation for the next couple days. Probably already golfing. So a little TK and...
Oh, wow. Do you know Jeff Blum on that level where you know he's going to be golfing?
Yes.
Yeah?
I would say yes to that.
You feel like you know him that well?
I mean, we would spend an hour together every Friday for 3.5 years.
Oh.
So I'd say it's pretty close.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, my bad. Sorry.
I would say pretty close.
I mean, listen, I just thought you were repeating a tweet that Chandler Roman put out there.
Oh, did Chandler tweet that too?
He tweeted out like he's probably out already golfing.
Well, that's what I would be doing if I could golf.
You can't.
I mean, I can. It just doesn't go well.
I don't understand golf.
Which aspect of it?
I don't understand how people enjoy it. I don't understand how you can play it and not get angry all the time. John Granato, probably the best golfer at the station, right?
Yeah.
Very proud of himself. I have no idea what his handicap is. I honestly also don't care. I don't understand how you can play that game and not be more miserable than happy.
Yeah.
How could you play that game and not be great at it and enjoy it?
And I don't know if the drinking would make me less mad or more mad.
The drinking makes it eventually for me palatable to be out there with my friends.
Yes.
But the struggles that you go through, sweating it out in the hot as balls Houston sun.
That's the hard part.
I just do not conceptually understand how this is such a golf hub. And you know what? Shout out to all the golfers out there. We love you. All the people that sell golf stuff out there. We also love you, all the golf courses out there. We love you. I just don't understand how golfers have fun. I don't understand how it's enjoyable in any way, shape, or form, because you're probably going to suck. And when you get sucky performances out there on the athletic field, aren't you competitive? Don't you care?
Yeah.
I would.
I would want to golf with people who are just always on like equal playing field as me. Like, I would never, because at least if I suck and then they suck, we're still maybe competitive. I would hate to like be a terrible golfer and then be golfing with someone that's good. That would be, I would have a really,
I have some friends who are good.
And that, I would have a hard time with that.
That also makes it a little bit less enjoyable.
Yeah, because it's like you're struggling.
Yeah.
And they're just fine.
I have a friend who can regularly drive at about 300 yards. And whenever I see that, I'm like, well, F me.
That's
what's the point?
Yeah. And now, I will say for the golf, like, I could imagine golfing in this heat. But that's why one of the things I think why Houston's incredible, what, 60 in December? It's like you can golf year round. If you want to suffer through the heat, you can. It wouldn't be for me, but I if I had time to golf and the means to golf.
I have friends that do this. They get up at 7 in the morning so that they can go golfing at 8 in the morning. And I just don't understand it.
So hot.
So you can avoid the heat. So it's only 90 degrees instead of 100,000.
This text is funny. Being around my wife and kids sucks as well, so golf it is.
Oh, okay, so another ringing endorsement of the institution of marriage.
From the 832, I didn't say that in case my wife's listening. Also, I don't golf.
I can confirm that is from the 832.
That's not my area code. So.
I was going to ask, what phone number do you have, Joe?
I still have a Chicago area code.
Say your phone number right now.
I still have a Chicago area code.
Okay.
That's all I'm giving you. I don't want these creeps to be...
These creeps!
Trying to find my phone number.
Joe, they're our friends! They're our friends, okay? Come on.
Some are more friendly than others.
This person, I agree with you on that. This person was just sharing a confession with you about how he uses golf to escape his family, which is generally what I hear from everybody. Oh, yeah, I can get away from my family for a little bit. Why do you have one? Why do you have one? It's crazy. I don't know. I think you're supposed to like your family. That's just me. I see my sister and my brother-in-law this weekend. They're like the perfect family. Like they're great parents. They're having a great time together. The kids are well behaved and cute. Like and I'm like, wow. So what's everyone else's problem? Because I only hear everybody else complain about it.
Yeah. It's one of those things too. I would love to do it. I just don't know how people have time to golf. Like, I don't – maybe it's because I'm not an early riser.
I think that's the issue.
Yeah.
Is that, like Paul said, like, the only way to do it is to wake up early here and do it before the sun really gets cooking. And, yeah, that's also something I'm just not interested in.
From the 281, golf is to see your buddies again. So many ringing endorsements of the institution of marriage here. Just, I mean, man, I really can't wait to settle down.
I could see that, though. Like, it's like instead of going to the bar, you just go to the golf course. I could see that.
Right, because that's probably, they won't let you go to the bar.
Well, it's possible, yes. But, you know.
It's also, you can't go to the bar at 7 o'clock in the
yes,
morning.
It's true.
Yeah, you can. Airport bar.
You just never leave. Oh.
Okay. You're just going to go through security just to go to the airport bar?
I got judged by some lady at the Velvet Taco last Saturday when I was about to fly out to go to Colorado. This, I respect all women. I'm not going to say what I thought about her in the moment. This Karen next to me, when I order a frozen margarita, and by the way, I'm next to three other people who have drinks at 7 in the morning. This woman says, oh, a little early for drinking. And I just look at her and I said,
oh,
I can't believe she said something.
I couldn't either.
That's crazy.
I couldn't either. And there are other people around me who are drinking. And I look over to her and I said, I'm on vacation. But I wanted to say, excuse me? Word I can't say. I wanted to say that.
Good for you, Paul. Good for you.
No, not good for me. I mean, I wish I was a more polite person and that I could let these things just roll off my shoulders. The fact that I responded at all. As I was, you know, halfway through my frozen margarita.
I think most people would respond in that moment because it's a rando judging you on your life.
I thought,
like, get out of here.
I thought when you said judging, I thought it was just going to be like a look or something.
No,
yeah, talk to a stranger. That's crazy.
But when we're sitting at a bar, at a restaurant.
Yeah, also, what are you getting?
I get it. It's 7 in the morning, but
no, there's no rules at the airport. There's no rules.
Everybody else had a drink.
Does Velvet Taco have a breakfast menu that I'm not aware of?
It was good.
No, but good. Do they have a breakfast? Like, why is she getting it? What, really? Burrito at 7 in the morning?
She was the only person at the bar that did not order a drink. Now, again, there were only a few seats there. You get quicker service if you're sitting at the bar. I understand it. But this woman judging me, I did not like that.
No, I'm with you on this one.
Yeah, I think if you could have, if you would have reacted more harshly, I think we'd stand with Paul.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Depends how harshly, but yes.
Yeah, that's why I said a little more harshly.
Paul wasn't able to make his flight to Colorado.
There's only so far we can go with you.
Because we went Pac-Man Jones on
the... by the way, I did miss my flight out. I did miss my flight on the way out. But
well, why?
Because I was a great teammate and I showed up for Rock the Mic. You know?
Yeah, but your flight was the next day.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I could have packed and said I was at Rock the Mic.
Wait, but what time was your flight?
My flight was at 6 in the morning.
Okay.
I woke up at 5:15 and I was able to cancel it and change it to another one, so at least I didn't have to double book.
Okay.
But
I didn't know they had flights that early.
I didn't either until I booked it. And then I realized, as I always do, like, you're kind of a morning person, but you always procrastinate when you pack, and you finish packing at 2:30 in the morning. And that's what I did. I finished packing at 2:30.
And then that's where we get the margarita at 7 in the morning.
Yeah, because I was like, when you said 7, you missed your flight. And I was like, wait, this is like not...
I honestly was like, was he just yelling at this woman for too long, Betty?
I thought maybe like you missed it while you were in the airport.
Yeah.
No, you were having too many margs.
No.
You were waiting for one more round.
Also, the flight just took off.
I have a friend who has done that multiple times.
Oh, really?
But
okay, that person deserves to be judged.
Yeah.
Yeah, that person, that's tough.
We wrap things up with a little garbage time next. It's Galata George, stay put. First, let me tell you about my friends at MyBookie.ag. You cannot bet on whether or not Paul Gallant will miss his next 6 a.m. flight at MyBookie.ag. But you can bet on the presidential election. You can play blackjack. You can play poker. You can bet on legitimately anything at MyBookie.ag. And what you should do when you go to that website, especially if you're going for the first time, you enter promo code BET975. You're going to get an awesome deposit bonus. They will match your first deposit up to $1,000. You can play with that money right away. To bet on blackjack or poker, or to bet on your beloved Houston Astros to win the World Series, or the Astros to beat today the Cincinnati Reds, 1.5-run favorites with Justin Verlander on the hill. Or you can bet on the Houston Texans to win the Super Bowl, +1,600. It's the 8th best odds out there. MyBookie.ag is where you can go online to bet on anything, anytime, anywhere. So go there, enter that promo code BET975, and have yourself a fun time making money.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
Really sucked for anybody who had DirecTV yesterday for that LSU-USC classic of a game. To pull the plug as the game kicks off, I mean, F both of them.
Bold strategy.
F DirecTV, ESPN. Get the deal done. Who do you think? It's really funny to see the lawyers come out for these companies after something like this happens and point the finger. You all have the fingers to point at yourselves. We are all directing our middle finger towards you for stuff like that. I empathize with anybody who has DirecTV where you get screwed like that by both DirecTV and ESPN. It's always both companies. You get screwed in the process. Cut the cord.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
And honestly, it's at this point, too, where it's kind of exhausting. And I don't really know why DirecTV or Disney thought this was, like, the right way to handle this. Because it seems like DirecTV was the one who finally was like, we're not airing this game.
Well, it's more of a strategy for Disney to put more pressure on the cable provider, the television provider, by making it right before football season is when the deal expires, and so that sets a deadline to get a more beneficial deal for ESPN.
Yeah, I get it, but
because if they cut it out before like the MLB All-Star game, like people aren't upset.
Yeah, I just I don't I don't see how like anyone's going to go, yeah, I'm going to go stick with DirecTV now. They're not going to blame Disney for this. They're going to blame DirecTV.
Right. Yeah. Now, in the moment, when people try to cancel, they're hoping that because it takes so long to cancel online, especially on a holiday weekend, that people will get lazy and forget to cancel after things cool down a couple of days later. But no, this is an unforgivable offense, because I know a lot of people, you get DirecTV to watch sports and now it doesn't even have the Sunday ticket package anymore.
And it happens. I mean, it happened last year, I think, with Spectrum and ESPN. The same thing happened, because I know one of my friends had to get YouTube TV to watch sports that weekend. So, yeah, I think it's just something where we kind of feel the pain as consumers, but it is like a negotiating ploy.
But also, and like using common sense here, you can sign up for every single Fubo YouTube TV for free, for a free trial.
Yeah.
Always.
For
with
7 days.
But you have to start a new email
account. I know. But like, if you haven't done one yet,
cancel it, because you do have to give them a credit card generally.
I know.
So. But like, there are ways to do it.
You're right. You just illegally stream it.
Yes.
That too. You're
a criminal.
But that would be criminal, and I would never do such a thing, and Joe would never do such a thing, and Sean would never do such a thing.
I would.
I would.
Wow.
I'm an honest person.
I watch a lot of Astros games, I don't buy Fubo TV.
You're both criminals. I've actually never illegally streamed a game, and I'm telling the truth there.
So you're being the Karen here. Just like you got judged.
I'm judging Garth.
Yeah, you got judged at the airport, now you're judging us?
I'm not a thief. A thief.
It's not my fault they set their prices so expensive.
I know, it is kind of expensive there. Honestly, I would. I my dad like was in security
software. That's right, you told us that. Yeah.
And he has me paranoid that whenever I go on these websites, I'm going to go hack. But ironically, there's a certain kind of website that I go to, and I don't really seem to have that same fear in the back of my mind. Anyway.
Netflix?
Sure. Congrats to @321Nola, a Florida State fan.
Oh.
He said he would eat dog poop out of a red Solo cup with a spoon if Boston College beat Florida State this weekend. And guess what? Florida State beat Boston College.
No, they play tonight.
Oh, they didn't? Okay. Shoot, I thought it was over already.
No, it's the last one. Bill O'Brien. Let's go, Bill.
Okay, damn.
Give me Bill O'Brien for Boston College.
Hell yeah. Well,
that's
okay.
Just stupid.
@321Null.
Good luck.
Good luck, man. That would be funny if Boston College beat them.
You have to do it. If you make this wager, you're stuck with it.
I think you are. Also, in the world of sports, Connor Stallions is back. He's a high school defensive coordinator. Can you guess what the final score of the game that he was defensive coordinating for was?
Oh, let's go 54-10.
47-6.
Oh, that was a pretty good ballpark there.
Can you guess which team Connor Stallions was the defensive coordinator for?
I'm going to guess the team that had 10.
Yeah, the team that had 6 points.
Oh, 6, yeah.
Yeah. They gave up 47 points. Should have stole some more signs.
I mean, first game jitters. He's got to work on those.
I hate to root against the United States in anything. I think it is bad. I think we do it a little bit too much, but I'm not going to lie. I was kind of rooting against the U.S. men's flag football team. They beat Austria 53-1 to win the International Federation of American Football Flag Football World Championship in Finland. They beat Austria 53-1. The women's team defeated Mexico 31-18. Both teams were undefeated in the 4-day tournament. Daryl Hoosh Doucette said, quote, "To me, this is one of the greatest teams the USA has ever had."
What's the point scoring? How do you get a point?
I'm guessing a 2-point conversion or a 1-point conversion attempt was returned for a touchdown.
That would make sense, because unless they're not going by ones and twos, are they?
I don't think so.
Okay.
This guy is saying that he's better than Patrick Mahomes, and he's 5'7" and has an ugly mechanical release of the football. I wanted him to lose. I'm not going to lie.
At this point, I kind of hope they just like all go play for like Canada or something like
no,
that.
No, they're going
to.
They're
so that way they could try to prove their point.
They're going to play. Well, yeah. What, in the CFL or something like that?
No, like try go play for the flag football team in Canada. So that way the NFL players. I know. But just let them. Just let them. So that way they can play the NFL players.
Oh, there's enough good Canadian NFL players too. Like it's these guys. I get it. Like I love flag football too. I think I'm a great flag football player. Calm down. Stop saying you're better than professional players. It's crazy. And that's going to wrap up today's edition of Gallant and George. He is Joe. Sean Mapes behind the glass. Big thanks to Sean. Big thanks to Joe. Big thanks to our caller, our texters, our Twitchers, and our YouTubers. I am merely Paul Gallant. So long. Farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful rest of your Labor Day. The Killer Bees are up next. Peace.
listening to ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.